Matt Flynn Direct is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued
liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right back to the front lines of history in the making, I want to make one announcement about a novel. I have written a novel, my third, just came out, issued by Speaking Volumes Publishing, good established publisher, called Milwaukee Jihad, J-I-H-A-D. Encourage you strongly to get it and read it. See a lot of history in there. Some of that history has been discussed on this station. And the premise, and it's a very timely premise because the State of the Union is coming up in a couple of weeks. And it's a group of jihadists who decide they're going to do a 9/11 again, and this time on the Capitol during the State of the Union. But in this case, they make a very serious mistake. And they use Milwaukee as their staging ground before they go to Washington, and that turns out to be a fatal mistake for the jihadists. So it's a lot of fun. It's a great read. I enjoyed writing it. You may enjoy it. Milwaukee Jihad, J-I-H-A-D, by Matt Flynn. Get in Barnes & Noble, Amazon, bookstores, wherever they're sold, and have a good time. I want to get to something in the Republican Party. There is an underlying earthquake starting to rumble that we are going to see the consequences of very shortly. And that is this. It's increasingly apparent that the faithful in the Republican Party, the rank and file, are turning on Robin Voss. And this is astonishing because Robin Voss is a weasel's weasel. He's the one who hired Gableman to try to overturn the election to pay off Donald Trump because Trump had insulted Voss and Voss was afraid of him. People like Chris Kapenga, the president of the Senate of Brookfield, saying things like pleading with Trump. Pleading, please do not attack me. I wear socks with your pictures on them. That's what he said. And I am but a bobby pin to Thor's hammer. You are Thor's hammer. I'm a bobby. That's a feminine, weird, strange thing for a guy to say. You know, I'm tired of these guys. I really am tired of these guys. In any event, it's not enough. The rabble are insatiable. It's not enough. And the Langley County, up in the Antigo area, Langley County, January 27, put out a resolution that said in part as follows, quote, Robin Voss's unprofessional, spiteful, unethical, and oppressive behavior is incompatible with and no longer welcome in his position as leader of our state assembly. Go, yeah, go, man. That is great. Unprofessional, spiteful, unethical, and oppressive. Right on, brother. Right on, except you're not my brother. Because they don't think he goes far enough. This is what's very sad. The Monroe Party County is also considering this, and the Iowa Sheboygan and Wood counties also. Mark Belling, a very conservative commentator, but unlike some of the others, Mark Belling does do his homework. I don't agree with a lot of what he says, but he'll call out the Republican Party if it needs calling out. And he said, quote, I cannot stress to you the strength of this revolution in Republican grassroots circles against the state hierarchy, the state power structure. immediately their governor candidates crumbled. They crumble like a cheap suit. Clayfish stepped away from Voss, even though he endorsed her and told Nicholson to get out. But there is no loyalty. I mean, there is no loyalty. The daggers come out of the sleeves immediately in the cloakrooms. Ron Johnson ducked. Nicholson is attacking Voss because Voss told him to get out of the race. This is a very, very sad crew. But what's extraordinary about this, and now you have this Timothy Rantham coming in, one of the things that envenomed everybody. Now, Timothy Rantham is a strange ranger. He's made QAnon references. He's up in the Campbellsport area, and he gave a speech in Kewaskum announcing that he was running. And he flat out wants to retroactively take the electors away from Biden and give them to Trump. And right on, a lot of these people are saying, let's do it. He also, he's lying about that, but he's also lied about Voss, saying that Voss is the guy behind the drop boxes because Hillary Clinton contracted with him. That's false. Voss stripped him of his sad staffer. Rantham never does anything. I don't know why he has a staffer, but in any event, now he has nothing, and he roams around the halls with his eyes bulging out like the Wandering Dutchman, you know, a ghost ship. So he wants to run for governor. People are getting behind him. So stay tuned. When a fascist cult turns on itself, it's not a pretty sight. It's like a black hole blowing up. We're going to the lines. Jean of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Jean? Jean of Eau Claire.
I'm getting so frustrated. I can't take it anymore. It's really alarming. Really, I mean, every day, Matt, every darn day, I go through all the news, I hit the different states, see what the heck is going on, and you can even see it throughout the world. This thing is not just a one-state show, one-county show. This is a worldwide epidemic of these type of people who are trying to take over our government. The only thing that I can blame for it is, and I got off what I called for, was multinational corporations who want to take over a lot of the natural resources, pollute as much as they want to, and not be responsible for a gall darn thing. And they pay for a lot of these people, and you know what? They get a lot stronger when everything's in chaos. So all of our friends who have jumped to the other side and not paying attention really need to wake up. But the thing that really bothers me, too, is they do real well, the Republicans. When there's a lot of illness, people go into the hospital, people sick, people concerned about their health. They're not knocking on doors to get people to vote against this type of behaviors of the Republican Party. They're really doing well in this type of environment. And they also are good at getting, people are feeling frustrated. People are feeling ill. They're feeling hopeless and helpless. How can they not every single day what's going on in our country? So they want somebody strong. They want somebody strong that lies and cheats and says, and they're not looking for that, but this is what the people are doing, lie and cheat and promise them things. And they're the people that the first thing they did was vote to take away their health care and had a beer party on it. These are the nut jobs that are running this country right now they're doing a great job. They're going around to these small communities. They're on my side of the state hanging out and causing grief and getting people scared and getting them together. That gall darn My Pillow guy, I was sickened when he gave a speech promoting that guy that's running for governor. Oh, when right. He went to the White House, and he was a cocaine addict, and they told him, don't tell Trump it was a cocaine addict. Oh, my gosh. But then Trump listened to him. And listen to him, and Trump believed him, and Trump is great, and he's the greatest man in the world. And I'm sitting there thinking, oh my God, oh, we're goners, you know. And it's playing on.
Yeah,
my
listen, I share everything you're saying, Jane, and your passion, which I love every time. I want to say two things though, and one of them, obvious. I mean, there is a mortal fight going on in the Republican Party. People like Mitch McConnell and the others who are no good themselves, Moscow Mitch, fighting Trump because Trump attacks them. And then here in the state, Voss is being attacked. There is a subterranean earthquake starting. And I think Belling was right when he said, quote, I cannot stress to you the strength of the revolution in Republican grassroots circles against the state power structure. That is true. And when the Langlade County Party, and then Sharon Innitt of Monroe County, Iowa, Sheboygan and Wood, put out a statement about the speaker, he's a gerrymandered, illegitimate speaker, but they like gerrymandered and illegitimate. They think he's not enough gerrymandered and illegitimate. Here's what they said, quote, Voss's unprofessional, spiteful, unethical, and oppressive behavior is incompatible with and no longer welcome in his position as leader of our state assembly. That guy ain't getting reelected. I say that guy ain't getting reelected. I mean, not as speaker, I'll tell you that. The danger is if they keep gerrymandering, the nut that'll get in there, the nut job that they'll get. This is Wisconsin. This is fighting Bob La Follette, Bill Proxmire. This is Pat Lucey. This is Les Aspin. This is Henry Royce. Come on. Come on, guys. Come on. Dave Obey, give me a break. Give me a break. And this is what we have devolved into. This is what we have descended into. So, and this is Wisconsin. Can you imagine how it is in Texas? And I've already talked a little bit about Texas and Mississippi and Alabama and Arkansas and Tennessee. There is a fever among the Trump base in the Republican Party. And let me tell you something. We call them the Sedition Caucus for good reason. The reason that Putin thinks he can get away with what he can get away with and that Xi in China does is because they see the division, they see the treachery of the Republican Party attacking our government. We're going to a break. Lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.